and you interview a lot of bands and see a lot of bands and review a lot of bands, sometimes it all turns into one big blur.
Yeah.
And after doing it for like a few years, it's, you know, it's hard to find bands that stick out and really catch your attention. And I just saw you guys today, and, you know, I met you guys earlier. Maybe that helped a little bit. But when you guys got on stage and I heard you guys play, I had a genuine smile on my face. And
awesome.
I thought,
that's great.
And yeah. You guys impressed me so much, and I wish I heard about you guys a lot sooner than just this current tour.
So everything happens at the right time, man.
So I am here with Your Chance to Die. I am here with guitarist.
Chase.
Vocalist.
Missy.
Drummer.
Thomas.
And another guitar player.
Coca.
Coca.
And our bass player is a MacBook, so.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
So.
Like tracks, pre-recorded bass, you know, it works.
Hey, something.
We can't deal with a fifth person right now.
Is it hard finding the right fit, or?
Yeah,
just
that.
It is. It's hard finding the right fit. You know, at this stage where the band is right now, you know, it's not like we're making tons of money, so, you know, we can't. We're kind of in a place, you know, where you got to put a lot into it, and it's hard finding the right person that's willing to do that.
Dedicated.
Yeah, dedicated. That's the word for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time for you to learn how to play bass.
No, thank you, sir. No.
Man.
Cool. So you guys are from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, like, the quick origin of the band, and how long have you guys been together?
We've been together now 7 years, and Coca and I are the last remaining original members of the band, but we've got a really great fit now, so that's why more and more people are hearing about us. I think, you know, within the last year or 6 months, it's really taken off for us. So we're all from South Carolina, different cities, but all from South Carolina.
Cool. Like, what? So how many records do you guys have out so far?
We actually have 2 full lengths.
Three, but one we don't claim.
The first one, the very first one.
That's metalcore, you know. We're,
yeah. But the newest album is The American Dream, and that one came out in July of last year.
Cool. Who put it out?
It was put out by Red Chord Records, and right now we're just kind of pushing that. We got a bunch of them, and we're really proud of the music that's on that album.
Cool. Where'd you guys record it?
We were up in Chicago. Cool. We recorded at the Red Chord Studio.
Awesome. So what's the songwriting process for you guys? Do you guys jam stuff out together, or you guys, like, write individually and, like, here's a full song, learn it?
That's pretty much how it goes now. I mean, individually we'll write, and I'll send, like, tabs to Coca or something, and he'll learn it, add his stuff, and send it back. Vice versa, you know, all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really don't jam.
Not anymore.
Like, exactly like Chase said.
But you guys don't live that close, or?
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, and even if we do, we just kind of, like, sit down and make riffs. And I send my stuff to Chase, and he's like, yes, and he put his harmony into it, or add a little more, and that's pretty much how we do it. And then when we have, like, a minute of something, of a song, we send it to Thomas. So he start putting drums in it, or the idea for the drums.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our process.
Mm-hmm. So what's the? So you guys are from the South. So what's it like down there? What's the scene like down there?
Not as metal as we want it to be.
Well, it's just tough, you know, with it, us being from such a small state. And I was talking to somebody tonight about this, about how a lot of the venues that we used to play at have closed down or aren't doing shows anymore. So, you know, there's probably about 3 places in South Carolina. But, you know, there's been a couple of other bands that have come out of there. You just got to find the right musicians.
Nile.
You know, and, but you don't ever see them play in South Carolina. So, I mean, stay overseas, or so that's kind of the goal. Like, we got the guys together, and now we're just kind of heading out. And you know, the kids are great down there. They've been supportive of us for years and years, but you know, it's small.
So, like, with all the you say you've been doing it for a couple of years, you know, like 6 years or so, how do you guys juggle, like, you know, personal life and being in a band?
Well, I don't know. It's each of us kind
of... Like clowns.
Each of us have our own stories with that. it gets kind of tough, you know, right now because, you know, the band's certainly not paying the bills. So we're actually, you know, having to invest a lot, make a lot of sacrifices. So that, I think, would probably be the toughest thing, you know.
We all have full-time jobs.
Yeah, we all have full-time jobs we have to keep. And I've got two, Coke and I have two children together. And, you know, so that kind of throws things in the mix. You know, Thomas has got bills, too. And, mm-hmm. and but, you know, it's about persevering and not giving up and believing in what we're doing. So
we're all lucky enough to have jobs where the people that we work for understand, you know, what we're doing and they support us. So, you know, they're just like, yeah, if you got to go on tour, just go for it. And come back, you have your job, pretty much.
But that must be a nice, that's Southern hospitality.
Well, kind of, and I work for my dad, so.
You are.
Impressive.
That's, hey, man, like, some people just have, like, 35 jobs. It's like, oh,
what you're right.
You know, it's like, I was this month, that was this 2 months later, that was 3 months later, you know, I'm cleaning pools, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, yeah, I noticed, like, you guys have a very good chemistry on stage. You guys are very, like, yeah, you share the click track, whatever, like, but you guys are just very tight, and it's, and you guys, your musicianship really cuts through, and it's, like, yeah, with the other bands you're playing with tonight, you're definitely, yeah, you're definitely the odd man out.
So I
don't want to say it that way. Just, like, you're, you know, so it's nice and refreshing to, like, see something different, because sometimes you go on a show, it's all death metal bands, after, you know, halfway through the night, it's all one big blur in your ear, mm-hmm, yeah. You know, so this is a nice little, you know, spike in the night, you know, you have all these kind of, like, I don't know what they're really called, some of these bands, like, I don't,
experimentally
weird bands with a lot of breakdown bands,
deathcore,
or things are a lot very breakdown heavy,
as long as there's a breakdown,
yeah, like you can't have a breakdown be the whole song, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, you gotta have
sure
riffs, I've
heard
and
somebody do that tonight,
yeah. A lot of people do, yeah,
I don't understand it,
they find a way,
yeah. So let's see, so how long have you guys been on this current part of the tour?
This is our third day.
Yeah, it's just our third day. They put us on the East Coast leg, us being an East Coast band, so we'll be with the tour for 2 weeks.
Cool.
And then they're continuing on west. They've got another band that'll be joining up with them. So
you're here till as far west as?
We're just, Alabama's our last
Alabama,
day.
Alabama, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So how far ahead, like, do you guys have things planned out? Like, do you have, like, the next, is there, like, another, is the next tour or something coming up, planned up next yet, or is it
there's
too soon?
There's some secret stuff that's happening right now, but,
some pretty big stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Really big stuff.
Like, really metal stuff.
Dot, dot, dot. And it might involve getting on a plane and going to another country in addition to some big stuff. So that's all we can really say right now.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that day where I get to go international, because that's
well, here's the band
fun.
Plug. Keep up with us on Facebook at Your Chance to Die SC. Thank you. For all the latest news and announcements.
Yeah. Speaking of the name, where'd you guys come up with the name from? Because well, it kind of does, it does, cause now it kind of fits in with like those like weird hardcore-y named bands. And it's like, you know, it's like, I kind of didn't know what to expect when I heard the name. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, I was like, melodic, that's like, okay.
Well, I actually got the name from a book. It was called A Chance to Die. It was about a missionary to India where she served. She helped get children out of temple prostitution. And she just had an amazing story of sacrifice and just living for something that was above and beyond herself. And I just think that in life we're all given that opportunity, and we can either just, you know, be selfish and egotistical, or we can... we can live beyond ourselves, and so it's, you know, your chance to die. It's, you know, that's where it came from.
Cool.
In a nutshell.
Cool. So, basically, you guys started the band. You and Coca started the band, and you guys are the... How long have you guys been in? How long have you guys been in the band?
Me? Chase.
Chase. That would help.
I've been in the band for about... what was it, 4 years?
4 years.
Since 2009. And, yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. It's helped me.
What drew you to the band?
Actually, Coca messaged me on MySpace.
Dude.
I had some of my own music up back in the day, and it was just me, and he sent out a general message to a bunch of people and then sent a personal message to me. And I went and tried out and, like, played for maybe 15 minutes. And he was like, yeah, okay, you're in the band now. And called everyone else and was like, I found our new guitar player. So that was, you know, a blessing.
Chase was just 19, by the way.
Yeah,
and, I couldn't believe it. Koga said, I'm going to go audition this kid. You know, he's like 19. And I was like, oh, forget it. I mean, it's just not happening because of the stuff we play. And I was having dinner and he called. I said, how'd the audition go? He says, I found our new guitarist. I was shocked, you know, but Chase has put in a lot of dedication and time. And, I mean, he's just an incredible musician, so cool. Really thankful to have him.
Mr. Tom? Mr.
Thomas here.
I've been in a little over a year now, right? Haven't right been too it. Long.
Like, maybe under a year, maybe.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's been awesome. They asked me to join. Actually, it was, what was it, the Mexico tour?
Mm-hmm. We were having the Mexico.
They wanted me to do some dates with them down there, and unfortunately I couldn't do it at the time because I was in another band, and I had dates, you know, the same week, and I was like, man, y'all, I can't do it, you know. So that went on, and what was it, a few months later, I called them. I was like, man,
if the you guys, full-time position opened up.
If you guys need a drummer, I'm here, if, you know, if it's still available.
Yeah. So what was for you? What was
things worked out, man.
what did you find that, what made you interested in what they were doing?
I've known them for a while, and I've always liked the band. You know, just the songs were good. They could just play their instruments. You know, everything was there, you know. And especially when I heard the new album, I was like, man, this is good. I want to be a part of this, you know.
He wanted to play death metal and not deathcore.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing before, was kind of the deathcore thing, you know. And, yeah, so I heard the album. I was like, yeah, I need this, you know. This is what I want to do, you know, this style of music. So... now I'm here.
Like I said, you guys sound really, you guys seem, from my first time experiencing your music, I thought you guys put on a damn good show. Like, I had an ear-to-ear smile. I was like, oh, this is good. I was like, I was very glad, because I talked to you guys earlier, didn't really know you guys. I was like, yeah, it was nice chats and everything. Help you get a parking spot. But
yeah. Yeah. Thank you. By the way, thanks for that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that was really cool. You know, nice guys. And I was like, man, if they suck, it's going to really suck.
Because I have to be nice to them later on.
Yeah, and it's like, you guys are just really good. And like, I was like, oh, thank God, these guys are good. You know, I was like, and they're really good. They're not just good. I was like, they were, like, outstanding. I was very...
nice.
You know, it's like, yeah. Any other adjectives I can think in there right now, toss them in there. But you guys, you know... it's interesting. It's like, your vocals, like Missy, your vocals... mm-hmm. are very solid, you know. It's like, you know, you can say, oh yeah, you're a female in metal, and it's like, people give you a lot of shit. I'm sure people, like, just automatically just see the group shot, and it's like, what'd she do? Oh God, is it gonna be like clean singing, or is it gonna just be you're straight, not really gutter, bad. You know? Yeah, or just bad, shitty death vocals. You know, we've all heard females. Mm-hmm. People just do shitty vocals, and you know, your vocals are very solid. You know, I don't want to say your vocals are like, I guess, like, not unisex, but your vocals just are powerful enough that you know, like, if you're not lowing, you don't know what the hell, who the hell's singing, you know?
Right, right.
But, you know, and it's like,
it's not gonna matter who's singing, it's that the voice is still great, you know?
I mean, with death metal, you there's a certain tone that you should be able to get, you know, and I think a lot of females maybe should just be in other genres of music, you know, if that's the only thing they can do with their voice, you know? So if you're in a death metal band, people are expecting, you know, good death metal vocals. So
how did you get, like, into it? Like, how did, what were, like, your, like, vocal influences, and how did you, like, how do you practice that shit?
Well, it took a while to kind of build up the stamina and, you know, get over the coughing fits that every vocalist starts with, you know, and to get through the songs. And, yeah, I've gotten better over the years, just learned better techniques. I hate to use the cliche arch enemy, but Angela, you know, was one of the first females that I actually heard that at the time didn't sound like a female. And I thought, wow, you know, this is good. And her persona and her character was a big influence. And, you know, so here we are now, and I'm hitting notes that I couldn't hit before. And it's really cool. It's really working for the band. I'm very pleased I can bring some extra depth to them because they're awesome musicians.
Cool, cool. So do you write your lyrics, or is it like a...
Yep.
Cool.
It's all me. That's my gift to the band.
Cool. Now, like for the guitar players, Like, what do you guys, like, what's harder for you guys to do? Like, do you guys try to, like, outdo each other? Like, hey, wait a minute, see if you can play this. It's like, oh, shit, what the fuck you do there?
No.
There's some of those, there's some parts of that that sound a little,
what
like,
what are you talking about? Funky. I write hard crap all the time to try to trip you up.
I'm very thankful to have a perfect match. You know, it's really hard to find bands where equally both of the guitar players are good. You know, it's very hard. You know, like, I love a lot of power metal bands, and there's always, like, a lead guitar player and the rhythm. It's always like that. And there I have a few bands that I like where both of the guitar players are very equal. And it's really difficult to find a match, you know. And I'm really thankful with Chase because through the years, he has become a really, really good guitar player. So, right now it doesn't matter. You know, it's like if he writes something and I'm like, oh, darn it, that's really difficult. So, of course, I sit down and practice it. You know, if I write something and he's like, man, darn it, that's really difficult, he sits down and
practices. Same thing, you know, like we, you know, it's the only way we're going to get better is to challenge each other. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about our, like, creativity is, like, if one of us doesn't like a riff, then neither of us are going to keep it. Like, we never have an argument over a riff. Yeah. Like, hey, that's crap. And then he's like, no, I want to keep it. If neither of us agree on it, you know, then we throw it out. If we agree on something, that's, you know, that's where we...
There's not a power struggle.
Yeah, it's not a power struggle. It's if everyone likes it, then it's there. If someone doesn't like it, we throw it out and write something else.
That's good, man. Like, a lot of bands, like, people get, like... There's a lot of times, like, egos kind of get in the way. Like, I wrote this.
Butt hurt, man.
Yeah. It's like, I wrote this, you know, like, you can't change it. Play it the way I wrote it. And it's like, if you want to do that, then just call the band my name... group, you know, my name band, you know, but, you know, you're in a group, which is a collaboration effort, you know, you have to a lot of people aren't open enough to collaboration.
The Coca experience.
You have to, like, kind of, like, in a way, take care of them, because I know if I collaborate with Chase, I know later on he is going to put so much effort into things, and he's going to come back, you know, like, with leads the same, I mean... I'll tell him, dude, you know what, take the lead here. He's like, okay, that's fine. And then there's some parts when he's like, you should take the lead. I was like, yeah, that's fine. You know,
it's very easy, like, to just agree on a part, like, because we don't care who gets what part of a song. Like, it's not even like, oh, okay, well, I want this part, so flip a coin. We just end up agreeing on something somehow, and there's never a power struggle. It's great.
Now, you have two records. Your last record, you said, came out last year. Mm-hmm. So, is there any, from your two records you have, you know, we'll call it two records.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Have two records. Are there any songs that you guys don't play?
Anything off the first album, simply because, you know, genre-wise, we've matured. And so we just stick with the stuff that's on the new album right now. It's still really fresh, and we're really, really proud of it.
Cool. Yeah, we play, you know, all the material we play is off the new album. And, I mean, there's no reason to play the older stuff because it's just not where we're at anymore.
Yeah. So what gets you guys, like, excited about, like, what gives you that fucking, like, drive to, like, I want to just keep playing metal. It's like, I know it's rough and the struggle. It's like, I could, like, you know, work at IHOP and, you know, make a decent living, but I'm
dude,
in metal.
And it's a lifestyle. It's an adrenaline rush every time. Like, metal is just like, man, it's so crappy to say this, but it's like literally in your blood, dude. Like, you know that you're born to do something like this when you just keep going
you
at it.
You can't be satisfied
know?
Doing anything else, and as tired as we get.
I've never hit a wall, dude.
You get on the stage, and you're just refreshed, so.
Even if no one out there is reacting to anything, I don't care, dude. It's what I want to do.
Cool. So what's it like? So far, you got a nice little touring machine over here. So how's who does the driving? Or the guys? Do you guys split it up between like all you guys, or is somebody not allowed to drive?
No, not anymore. It used to be that way when we had other members that were just kind of shady about driving. But mainly Missy and Coca do it.
I like to sleep a lot. I mean, I drove a little bit on this tour, like an hour or two.
They drive if we ask, but I'm really OCD, so I'll probably overdo it most of the time. But I feel like if I'm not in control, then things are going to go crazy. Which isn't true.
About driving.
Yeah, I get that too, man. It's like, yeah, like sometimes, you know, I guess the East Coast, yeah, the East Coast is fucking easy, you know. It's like,
Not really. I mean, once you get up north, it's kind of nuts.
All right, yeah, yeah. Compared to, like, some of the West Coast shit, like, once you get, like, to Arizona and shit, like, those roads and those fucking inclines where you have to, like, downshift to second gear for, like, 12 miles at a time. You're like, oh, God, this is fucking awful. Yeah, those are...
scary.
Yeah, especially if you're first time you're doing that, you're like, oh, shit.
What do I do?
Where am I? Where am I, like, on a bagel? Yeah, you're definitely, you know...
Why am I looking into the depths of hell, like...
Yeah, so this guy, your first time in New York?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think of our lovely city so far?
Awesome. I love it, though. Yeah. I love this crowded...
Yeah, there's trash everywhere. It's great.
Trash. Yeah, overpopulated cities. I love them.
Well, you're from Guatemala, so, you know, have fun with
that. Reminds him of
this is like home to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit more congested for some of you guys. You're probably like, why is everybody bumping into me?
Oh, it's okay. I love it.
No, it's fine. I've always wanted to come visit. This has been
really cool. Smells great out here.
Yeah, you know, hopefully you guys get to come back out when it's warmer and actually, you know, have a few, you know, get some time to actually, sightsee around, you know.
Yeah.
It's got some cool shit. Let's get ready to wrap this bad boy up.
That's okay.
Hey, man.
Whose idea was it to... do the bass on tape.
Cassette.
The pre-recorded bass from the MacBook?
Yeah, because I've done it. I've been in bands, and it's like we went through like periods where we've had like 11 bass players, and we've done shows without bass players for years.
Well, it was just a necessary thing because we've seen bands play without bass players and without even a backing track with a bass on it, and it just doesn't sound right. You know, you need that low end, in my opinion. And so it was just something that was necessary, and...
Yeah, we lost our bass player just kind of out of the blue, so it wasn't like we had a period of time to find someone else.
Did the bass player do the album, or would one of you guys...
No, we did it. It was me and Koga, so... it was, you know, I just went online, you know, good old Google, and figured out how to do it. Bought a MacBook, and there we go. There's our bass player. Good old Mac.
Cool.
Don't have to feed him. Doesn't complain.
Always,
good guy.
Always in tune.
I love him.
Oh, yeah.
He plays perfectly every time.
Every time.
Cool. Thank you guys very much for your time, and keep it rocking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.